I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've got a lot to get to, but the Knicks last night, Boomer, I'm a little more encouraged for sure, but man, I tell you, when OG Anunoby grabbed that rebound and muscled his way up to the basket and the Knicks took a 1-point lead with about 44 seconds to go, I was jacked up, man. I was jacked up, and then, of course, overtime didn't go their way. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I think that they learned something last night. They can hang with them. There's no question about it. They're fully healthy. The Celtics are essentially fully healthy. And the three-point shooting is the difference between these two teams, as we all know that. There's early on in this game, I just felt like the Knicks weren't really hitting a lot of shots. There were a lot of bricks being thrown up again because, maybe it's because they're playing a much better team and something happens to their shooting, especially early in these games. But I will say that now it comes down to just handling the crunch time minutes and not overreacting, not panicking, not firing a bullet pass to somebody who can't handle it. You know, it's or fouling when you're supposed to foul and not fouling when you're not supposed to foul. I mean, there were so many like little things the Knicks did wrong in crunch time, both in regulation and in overtime. And those things can be worked out. I think what we saw yesterday, and I really felt good about it, was I saw a really concerted effort by the Knicks, both on defense and offense, to really compete in this game. There were chances there for Boston to run away. There were a couple where you saw, like a 6-0 run or a 7-0 run. You're thinking, oh, here we go. But the Knicks were able to stem the tide and keep it tight. And I will say that I feel much better about the team after watching last night's game, even though in crunch time, they made too many mistakes. And I think that when you watch a game like this and you're the Knicks, you come away with it. And I know it's not a win. It doesn't really mean much in the big picture of things. They're probably going to see each other in the second round of the playoffs. But I would be somewhat annoyed at my performance in crunch time. But knowing that I can hang with these guys, I just got to play better defensive basketball defending the three-point shot.
Yeah, I mean, but if Jason Tatum doesn't make the play that he makes and, completely fakes out OG Anunoby and then step back and then hits that three, when he does, we're talking about them being great in crunch time. We're talking about back-to-back possessions where they were great offensively with the OG Anunoby put back and then Jalen Brunson driving, finding Mikal Bridges in that situation, going up three as he hits that little jumper. So, I mean, then we're saying, hey, they what a great win. But of course it didn't work out that way. And that's the thing I'm scared about, is the fact that, they were more active defensively last night. There was no doubt about it. But I just don't think that they're going to be capable enough to slow down their 3-point shooting.
Well,
for God's sake.
All right, so we're watching some of the highlights here in studio. I would call them lowlights, because the amount of times that the Celtics, Porzingis in particular, are sitting out there by the three-point line, and there's nobody near him.
Well, that one that you saw there was that 30-something. I mean,
no, but there's a bunch of them. I mean, like, it's token defense. It's not real defense. And maybe that's something you take away from this game, that you're going to be more intense when the playoffs come. And, you know, it is going to take an all-in effort by everybody with a single mindset of just overcoming, you know, seven footers that can hit three pointers from anywhere on the floor. And, you know, they have stacked their roster. They got great players, and the Knicks do too. But can the Knicks somehow defend the 3-point shot just a little bit better? Just a little bit better. I mean, it's impossible. If Porzingis is going to stand at the top of the key or the top of the 3-point arc, and there's not going to be anybody near him.
Yeah, there was one, there was no one near him because they were like, go ahead and shoot that. You're basically on the logo. The rest of them, I don't think, were necessarily like that. I mean, and defending it a little bit better, hopefully last night would have been the difference, but over the course of a 7-game series, it's going to have to be a hell of a lot better. And it really, you know, it's not just that, too. It's the fact that the Celtics are just so much deeper. You know, I mean, Joe Mazzulla has been using that bench a ton. I mean, even last night, you know, Jaylen Brown only played 22 minutes last night.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Oh, man. I was trying to count the amount of times that they were substituting.
Yeah.
And then I just fell asleep in the middle of one of those moments.
Okay.
So I think I missed it. But, yeah, he only played 8 guys.
Yeah, but he can go 10 deep if he wants.
If he wants, he didn't have to do that last night. But I don't know. I feel better like you do. I think we all feel better that it was closer and it wasn't another blowout. And the Knicks kind of hung in there, took the lead, had the lead, blew it themselves by either fouling on a 3-point play or not fouling at the right time. And OG Anunoby took accountability after the game last night. So that was fine. But I did, you know, it's going to come down to defending the 3-point shot, because they have better 3-point shooters than the Knicks do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that Pritchard is just, you could just tell he's just that thorn in the side everywhere, whether he's hitting threes or he's finding himself wide open under the basket because he's slippery and you lose track of him. I mean, he's just one of those annoying players that is just so good at what he does.
He's their Dante DiVincenzo is what he is.
Yeah, not quite as tough, but yeah. Not the same type of attitude, but certainly.
Opposing teams hate guys like that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But, you know, and I like the fact that this game was gave us a little bit of a different feel as far as the blowout goes. But, you know, it's the capabilities. Like, can you get better defensively? And then you get Karl Anthony Towns, who comes out, he has 22 points in the first half, and then the adjustments are made by the Celtics, and then he's barely visible in the third quarter.
Well, I kind of felt like the beginning of the third quarter was, you know, like Boston kind of reasserted itself, and you could tell.
Yeah.
Defensively, they reasserted themselves, and the Knicks were missing shots.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it on paper, and it's not, you can't be, you know, overly pissed off that the Knicks aren't as good as the Celtics. They're the defending champs, and they're really, really good. But, you know, the Celtics are better three-point shooter. They're deeper. They play better defense. And they've already won a championship.
And they play together.
They've
played together for, three or four years now.
I mean, that's a tough one to overcome in a second-round series.
It's going to be a tall hill to climb, as they say.
Yeah.
But again, I'm still encouraged by what I saw last night. And the reason it felt like a really competitive basketball game that really has nothing to do with anything in terms of the standings.
No.
It just felt like a really competitive basketball game. Like the Knicks really wanted to compete and try to beat the Celtics at least once this year in the regular season.
Well, that's the other side of the coin, if you want to look at it that way. I think we're looking more glass half full than glass half empty, but if you want to look at the other side, it's like, okay, this is the first time the Knicks were healthy. It clearly meant something to them to try to win this game because they haven't beaten good teams. They haven't beaten the Celtics this year. They have them on the ropes, and they still lost. You know, that could be a way that you look at it. I'm not choosing to look at it that way. Because if Jason Tatum doesn't make, he's one of the best players in the NBA.
He is the most.
He made a superstar play to tie the game.
I swear to God, he and Jaylen Brown both are the most underappreciated. I don't say underrated because the people within the NBA know just how good they are. But from a standpoint of like the overall, the fans of the NBA, you know, I don't know where they would list them in the top 10 players in the league. For some reason, you know, Jason Tatum, is he going to get any MVP votes? No. Does he play on the Olympic team? No. I mean, it's like this guy just continually goes out there and hits big shot after big shot. And if you're watching Celtics, which I don't unless they're playing the Knicks, and when I do see them on national TV, he's always front and center, always hitting those three-pointers, always hitting big shots. He's always got the ball in his hands. And he's got to be, those two guys in particular have to be two of the most underappreciated. And Jaylen Brown's playing hurt.
Yeah.
He's got a knee, and those guys were talking about it last night, that he's going to have to take it all the way through the rest of the regular season. I don't know if they'll give him a breather or not. And he's going to have to play through it through the playoffs. That's how significant whatever he's dealing with is.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.